Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Come on. I'll be in a D. I'll be a D, and I'll take the D. You ready? I'm loaded on you.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Warriors eliminated last night by the Kings, 118-94. And here's one thing I was thinking about, because it's hard not to turn to the offseason. So, and it's also kind of an indication of how a couple guys might just be a victim of circumstance that they have no control over. So 2 years ago, the Warriors win it all. And what did they do that offseason? They paid Wiggins, and who was instrumental, and they paid Jordan Poole. And remember, they could have let Jordan Poole play one more year. He was a restricted free agent, but he signed for 4 years and about $125, $130 million. So that's what they did right after they won the title, because they were going to run it back. Then last year happened. They won 44 games, and they determined that they still thought they had a shot at a title, and they paid Draymond Green 4 years for $100. Well, now here they are 2 years later, and in a way, they're kind of in the exact same spot with Poole and with Wiggins 2 years ago as they are with Kuminga and Clay now. I mean, if this were, you know, if they were coming off a championship, you would just pay Clay and you would extend Kuminga. It's the year, you don't have to extend Kuminga, but if the year were a success, I think you would, Goo. So remember when the Warriors signed Jordan Poole, there was some fans that thought, well, just let him play out the next year and pay him. And the thinking was, well, if he has another great year, you're going to have to pay him more.
There was
so
now they have.
So what do you do? What do you do now with Kuminga and Klay Thompson, both of whom can get paid, but you don't have to pay them?
Okay. All right, you ask me, I'm going to tell you. And I'm being so real with you. I'm a Kuminga fan. But, Steinie, I am seeing what I can do with Jonathan Kuminga in regard to package and see what I could fetch. If it's picks, it's picks. I just don't know when he pops off and gets to, let's say I'm wrong, superstar status or star status, it might be too late. And right now, I just don't envision him in the next 3 to 4 years as the best Warrior player. I just think he has some, maybe he's a 2 or 3 or 3 or 4. But, Steinie, that's what I'm doing. So before I break him off this change, if I can't get anything, I'm realistic enough to know I need him because my guys are getting older in the meantime. So it's almost like he's in the right place, right time, if I can't go get me a star or something close to a set, the 30-year-old that you don't want any part of.
Nope. I don't.
It's a deal with the basketball devil, Steiny, either way, but Curry is my number one priority because I honestly don't know if Jonathan Kuminga could be a superstar.
And I know it's just words, but I do want to press you on it. When you say it's all about Curry, that means it's less about the Warriors because there may not be a compatibility there. What if you determine that you can't put a championship team around Steph with the pieces you have in one off season?
Well, now we're getting real. Okay, I feel that. That hit me to the core. If you feel that way, and Warrior fan Dub Nation ain't going to like this, Donnie, then you got to really, if you're looking at it like that with x-ray vision, then you got to think about moving Curry. And I'm not there. I don't think that will ever happen. And what I'm telling you, Steiny, I'm going to run DMC. If hard times await this team because they got to pay the price of the dynasty, I'd rather kick that can down the road and do it when the chef is pretty much done or not a Warrior. I don't want to do it on his watch, and I don't want to, you know, lick myself or go to bed at night saying, we got Steph Curry, but we have no chance. That doesn't match. And I would like to fool myself and try to get somebody that could go with Steph and at least get us into the playoffs and maybe, you know, a realistic run. But this can't happen with Steph, what just happened.
But it's happened 3 of 5 years.
All I can say to you with that is one of the two was a chip.
So I'm out on doubling down.
Okay, so you're not anymore. Paying Clay. You're not paying Kuminga and keeping Clay. Wouldn't do that.
I don't think Joe Lacob's doing that either. Right. I'd be surprised, but maybe somebody can talk him into that this team still's
before
got
before you
runs,
grab the next call,
him, yeah.
I got to ask something about last night. I mean this. I know you don't watch this way, but Steiny, when did you say, uh-oh, they might be in trouble? I didn't to the late third. It was ugly.
The whole first half was trouble.
But then being down four, I was like, Sac tricked it off. I really felt that way.
Well, that's and that's the other thing.
Because I'm in denial.
Exactly.
I thought the Warrior stuff was going to kick in.
Exactly. But yet you still think there's magic there down the road.
Wow.
See, that's the one thing that can be frustrating.
And I can admit it.
No, you can't. No, because all year long, all you hear, pedigree. Once the backs against the wall.
Right.
The pedigree, the championship.
The record system.
Okay, well, how did it go Friday and Tuesday when you were 5-21? You were 5-21 against the top 7 teams. Did you go out like a champion last night?
No, you did not.
Well, then, like you can be a champion, but no longer be performing at championship level.
I'm not the only one that said.
I'm not saying you are, but to me,
Butch said that on the way out.
But to me, this idea,
you should have known.
Like, and I guess we got to do anything we can for Steph Curry. Well, maybe he's not good enough to do everything you can for anymore.
He's 55. What's your reality then, Steiny? That's your reality, though. Even if you feel that way.
My reality is, I am not delusional that this team can win another title. That's the first. Once we all can acknowledge that, and once we all are ready to move forward with that truth, then only then can we begin to pursue a path. Because if we still think that there are tweaks to be made, or there's a move or two out there that can get this team back to, and here's the other thing, you got to not only get to 55 wins in the regular season, then you got to make a run. Like the idea that this team can win 46 games and make a run from eight with this core is preposterous to me. So, like, to me, you want to know where we start?
Yes. I would love to.
It's by saying, let's stop this hollow pursuit of thinking, wait, we have a championship core in 2024. I don't think we do.
So Chris Paul's gone. We know that. Would Kuminga over Clay, do you both?
Until everybody's on that page, we can't really move forward with specific moves. Seriously, wow, we can. Man.
I would hate if to be Mike Dunleavy right now and Joe Lacob.
If I said to Mike Dunleavy, okay, there's two columns. One is everything under the sun to win a title for Steph.
Yeah.
And then another is an entirely different direction that doesn't prioritize a championship next year. Those are going to be different moves. Like, you're not going to make the same move with one philosophy as you might with the other.
Right.
And so as long as they keep pursuing this belief of an immediate title, then I don't think you can view it in the long haul.
Well, okay, on the flip side of what you just said, my processor and computer just said, then Steiny, you're advocating for a rebuild with Steph and Dre on your team.
Not necessarily. If you decide they can't do it, then everything and anything is on the table, which I think it should be. I would put everything and anything on the table. Everything. And if that includes Steph, I guess we're at the point where it might include Steph. I don't think it's going to happen, because I don't think there could be a deal out there that would be great for Steph where you would get everything under the sun that you would need. So yes, I think the reality of the situation.
Sorry, Steph, stream is back up.
I never even told people it was down. Stream's back up.
YouTube and Twitch is back up. Go to 95.7 The Game. Please subscribe while you're there. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union.
Dude, I need a drink. I mean, if you're right, man, I mean, this is sobering.
Let's go to Matt in Oakland. What's up, Matt? See, I think the whole year was sobering in a way. It was.
They got hot.
Yeah. They were telling us who they were all year long. What's up, Matt? How you doing?
Yeah, I want to say something heavy and then something heretical. My first feeling is one of deep gratitude. 2015, my father died during that season. The next year, 2017, my mom died during that season. 2018, my mother-in-law died. So these guys got me through that stuff, and I am eternally grateful.
Wow.
And it was a beautiful thing, but now I got to say it. It's time. It's over. Get rid of everybody, including Curry. You got to go Sam Presti here. They have zero chance of making this happen again. Curry's going to play in the Olympics. He's going to be shot. I think next year might even be his last year. If he gets that gold ring, then what else does that guy have to do in basketball? He's got a bazillion dollars. He's got a bunch of kids. He's got tons of stuff going on. And I'm a Warrior fan, as much as I love each one of these guys. It would be madness to bring any of these guys back. Draymond's a disaster. I don't want to see him again. I love Clay, but unless he's going to come back for $10 million or, you know, maybe $15 million, something reasonable, I don't want to see him either. Chris Paul, Wiggins, forget it. Play the kids. Wow. Go Presti. Who knows? If you could get Giddy and a bunch of picks for Curry, I know that doesn't work out for money, or something like that, then I would do it. I mean, because they are done. Realize it and move forward. I thank you, thank you, thank you. But it's time. And that's all I got to say.
God bless you, man.
Appreciate it, Matt. Appreciate it, Matt.
Wow. And the rat on the table, and I brought this up yesterday, you're my witness. So you're telling me our superstar is tired. And it happens. We don't make the playoffs. And Steph, if you're listening, I love you. But you're about to go expend energy for a gold medal? That's starting next year off in the wrong to me. Like, let's sit down, Steph, and talk about it.
What do you mean?
You going after the gold medal. Is that the smart thing to do?
It's You can't do this.
I'm paying you double five, double nickel.
I'm gonna be the voice of reason here. You can't do that. It's bigger than that. It's the one thing on his resume he doesn't have. So what? Like, what are you like?
So you're advocating Steph's personal. I'm getting agenda over the team.
Joe Lacob has never, ever told a player he can't play in the Olympics. And you can't sit here and rail about it.
No, I'm scared about it.
With no consequences. If you don't want him to play, say he's being selfish. You can't. It's Steph Curry. He's going to the Olympics. Like,
he's
period,
tired.
End of story. Okay, so what do you want to do? You're going to hold it against him?
No, I'm just like, think about 24. Think about the team, bud.
So you want to, like, what? Come on,
I want him to go hibernate and rest.
Come on, good.
What about LeBron? What about KD?
Come on, good.
What about every other player on that team also going to go deeper in the postseason than the Warriors?
They all made the playoffs.
That's what I'm saying. So they're going to have less rest.
Yeah, he's already getting rest. Because he's not playing. He's not going to play in May.
I said what I said.
Yeah, I just don't think you want to be that guy. Trust me.
Oh, boy.
What you don't want is USA not bringing back the gold.
Yeah. We got Wiggins. You want to listen to some Andrew Wiggins? Let's listen to some Andrew Wiggins real quick, and then we'll get back to calls.
This is from earlier today in his end-of-season press conference at Chase Center.
Andrew, last night, in your eyes, what went wrong in that game?
They came out, you know, as the aggressors. They were all over us. Played harder. You know, they deserved to win that game.
Have you allowed yourself to process the roster potentially being shaken up this offseason?
Yeah, I mean, you never know. We never know what could happen. Who's going to be here? Who won't? You never know. You know, that's the NBA. You know, all you can do is, you know, take care of what you can take care of, what you can control.
How would you best describe your individual season and your guys' season as a whole?
Well, my season was not too good. Not great. I feel like I started picking it up the second half of the season, but the first half wasn't too good. Team-wise, I feel like we were really good the second half of the season. We were figuring stuff out. But it's unfortunate that it, you know, had to end this way.
What maybe changed or flipped in that second half, and what can maybe you take into the start of next season as well?
You know, I feel like our defense started clicking. You know, I feel like we can always score with anybody, but that defensive side, being connected, and, you know, just and even having the full squad together.
You guys went 22-32 against winning teams this year. I think you only had 4 wins against the 6 teams in the Western Conference playoffs. What do you think were the biggest differences between you guys and some of the top teams in the league?
I would say just, you know, it all starts on the defensive side. You know, being the aggressors and being connected defensively, which I think we did the second half, you know, of the season. We got to stay consistent with it. That's it. You know, I feel like once we settled in and figured out what we needed to figure out, everything was a lot better.
And you're someone who has you've been in trade rumors before. Mm-hmm. That's something that could happen again this summer. How do you compartmentalize something like that? How do you manage it?
I mean, I take care of what I can take care of. You know, it's out of my control. You know, I don't worry about it. You know, all I can do is, you know, work hard, train hard, and do what I can do.
Where'd you maybe see Jonathan Kuminga take a leap this season? And what do you think maybe could be next for him next season?
So when did I?
No, just like how did you see him take a leap, biggest leap?
Oh, yeah, he took a big leap. You know, JK, he's very talented. you know, very competitive and, you know, hell of an athlete. You know, not a lot of people more athletic than JK. And, you know, the sky's the limit for him. You know, his potential is out the roof. What is it, like 21, 22? 21. Yeah, I mean, the sky's the limit for him. You know, he's going to keep getting better and better and better. And, you know, all-star season is coming soon for him, for sure.
You've been kind of in that shoes where you've been obviously a high lottery pick, super athletic young guy like that. What makes somebody go into kind of the consistency mode for Jonathan Kuminga?
You know, just, you know, staying with the process, you know, just believing in yourself and staying aggressive, you know, and I think those are things that he has no problem doing. So I think it's going to be so special.
All right, that's Andrew Wiggins meeting the media after Warriors have been eliminated by the Sacramento Kings.
Stinks, man. Just does. Asking the wrong guy about consistency, huh, Stoney?
I didn't say that.
No, I'm saying it.
Oh, you are.
Yeah. I stole it. What up, E?
Let's go to Ryan in Pleasanton. Hey, E-town. Ryan, how you doing, man? Hey, Ryan, how you doing, man? What do you got, buddy? No Ryan. Let's go to...
I got some trivia for you and Evan.
What's that? Go ahead.
Draymond Green had the fewest field goals made this season. Do you and Evan know how many he made?
No. Oh, well...
If you had to get the fewest...
There's no way he had the fewest field goals in the NBA.
I'm sure he means of players that qualified for... You know, the field goal title, if that's a thing. But...
Because Quiñones had less field goal attempts.
Like Garuba. 86.
Field goal attempts?
Field goals made.
Made.
Oh, field goals made? 190.
All right, I'll get back to you guys.
Wait, what?
I just saw it on the screen, and it said the fewest field goals made, and it was 33.
Well, there's no way he only made 33 field goals.
Yep, just saw it.
But he played 55 games.
Ah, so it may be 33.
No, I'm sure he averaged more than 0.5 field goals a game. Maybe we'll get back to you on that one, everybody. Let's go to Andre in New Jersey. Hey, Andre, how you doing, man?
What's up, Steiny? You remember me?
Sure. What's up, Dre?
What's up? I want to shout out the listeners on 95.7, as well as playback. I just need a couple minutes here to get my thoughts off, and then, you know, I'll let you guys respond.
Oh.
I just want to start off by saying that this is 1,000% on Joe Lacob. Sometimes the pain of losing has to exceed the pain of change for change to happen. So I ask, what do they have to show for this two timelines plan? Who in this front office is holding Lacob's feet to the fire? Who is pushing to pick a direction and go off to Steph Curry? He's not getting any younger. At 36 years old, if you're increasing his workload instead of building a balanced roster with a true second option and two-way role players, then be prepared for his career to end like Dirk or Kobe. Because this fan base is going to have to also begin tempering and resetting its expectations, especially if Lacob decides not to make significant win now moves this offseason. And I want to be very clear, shedding salary is not a move. All that does is kick the can down the road further and waste Steph's prime. Instead of addressing these issues
not his
years
prime
ago,
anymore, but go ahead,
being
keep
proactive,
going.
Being prepared for what's happening now, Lacob decided to lean further into his two-timeline approach after winning the championship in 22. What did they do when they had OG on the table to improve the roster last season? A two-way force who's in his prime, who helped vault the Knicks this year to contending status.
Man, he got hurt.
And you saw how Anthony Davis traded, how the Lakers traded for AD in 2020 and set themselves up for an AD LeBron James. They were proactive.
Evan, Lakers should I let you handle this one?
Let him finish.
Valuable roster spots, unconditionally investing around the core after 22, and that's not forgivable. We cannot forgive that. We don't need young players. We don't need old players. To win a championship, we need players in their prime. And I can't even use my full hand to count how many players this roster has in its prime. It's time to pick a direction right now because time's running out. And I just want to say, this dynasty doesn't have to end this way. But if the Warriors do not commit to maximizing whatever's left of this window, and if we're unable to acquire a two-way second option, then at the bare minimum this offseason, at least add positional size and two-way role players in order to extend this run and prevent this core from going out sad. I want to say that this is on Joe Lacob. Thank you.
All right. Wow, and so are the four titles.
He had a lot to say.
The four titles on Joe Lacob.
Boy.
Not a bad job, Andre.
Man, Dre, not feeling good today.
You're
going
to have to go from scripting to ad-libbing, though, at some point in your career.
I'm curious.
There's a lot there.
Well, just off the last point, and maybe we can use this question because we got to hit a break in a minute here, but like, how do you want it to end? Like, how is it supposed to end? He said it's not supposed to end like this or in this fashion. Like, how? I mean, it's going to... Whether it was yesterday or it was Friday or it was 2 weeks from now, I mean, they weren't going to all of a sudden just poof the Magic Dragon turn into the 2022 team.
Well, like, you know what, Evan, to that real quick, and I know we're up against it, I feel like Michael Jackson and his band. You got the guitarist, he's off. You got the drummer, he's off. You can go replace those guys, but Michael still got the voice and that staff. They're slippage. But Michael's still an all-star. So, Evan, to that point is, you kind of feel like, go find me a drummer.
They're 24 all-stars.
What if Michael can only play with one drummer? What if he only wants Tito in the band, and he only wants to play with his brother? Like,
that great comeback.
Kick rocks?
I mean, I don't remember greats, whether it's Bird, Magic, whether it's, whether it's Jordan, whether it's Kobe, whether it's Duncan. Oh, we know they're past their prime. Like when Bird was 32, I wasn't like, boy, they're doing Larry a disservice.
Well,
boy,
he was doing, hurt more, though.
They're doing Bird a disservice. Well, even if somebody's healthy. Yeah.
Well, Dirk is a good comp. We don't want that.
I'll remind Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance, a trusted name since 1922. Visit Friedman'sAppliance.com today.
Stiney.
He deserved it.
Now, back to Stiney and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Warriors eliminated last night by the Sacramento Kings. And we're talking about it today.
Yeah. I'm good now.
I guess
I'm not.
Can I, like...
Sure, it's our show. Do what you need.
Okay. Well, I'm tired of people spouting things off that are wildly inaccurate. We just had our guy Andre from New Jersey called, and everybody's not. Oh yeah, this line right here, and you can blame my parents for this.
This is from Andre
because they've made me a very literal person. This isn't supposed to be how dynasties end. Yes, it is. This is exactly how dynasties end. Your core gets older. They can't carry the load anymore. You don't have enough young players because when you were a dynasty, you played the veterans and relied heavily on them. Stop saying this is not supposed to be how a dynasty ends or this isn't how a dynasty should end. Wrong. This is how they all end. And this is the price of the four titles. Like, there's nothing unusual right now to me that's going on with the Golden State Warriors. Now it's how do they try to get back up on top?
Yeah, and I'll say this to that. You just made me think of the San Francisco Giants. And we saw the guys get older. It felt like all at once, fast. Guys, Posey had things going on in his life. And there was a downtime. And then there wasn't that young stud, that bridge. They got boring. I want to fight anybody, Stiney, because I feel like I know it's a team game, but we're going to differ, and it's okay. I just think Steph has a lot more left than a lot of people think. Or I don't even got to say that. It starts there. But in reality, they're financially – Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy are in straitjackets. They're like the mummy. They can't do anything.
This didn't just happen last night.
Yeah, you're right.
This has been
– I'll give you that, but that was not the game. That didn't play – that like people are – like that was a wound. That is not what we thought was on the marquee last night.
And Friday would have been a wound against the Pelicans. And a 5-game loss to the Thunder would have been a wound.
But you would feel different if you got to the playoffs. No, I told you. I know you say I'm grading with a curve, but that would have been okay.
So it's okay just to get. So that makes you. So everything and anything for Steph. Got to win a title with Steph. For Steph. Everything for Steph. But there's really a big difference between losing to the Thunder in five and getting beat by the Kings. I mean, to me, you're still a long, long way from a title. Let's go to Jordan is in Georgia. What's up, Jordan? How you doing, man?
Hey, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay. I don't want to help Andre, but I want to say what Andre really said. He was saying it's up to the front office to. He didn't say that this is not how a dynasty is supposed to end. He said it's up to the front office if they want it to end this way or not. And he's right. We could do so much this offseason. Come on now. Wiggins, we could flip Wiggins. We could flip Kuminga. We got assets. We got cap space now. It's no excuse.
You'd have no cap space.
What does he mean by that?
You have absolutely no cap space, Jordan. And you also don't have a draft pick, but go ahead.
CP3 is gone. He's freeing up cap space.
They're in cost cutting mode this summer. I mean, they might be able to get creative, but they're not. It's going to be hard.
Currently, without Clay on the books, they are $2 million over the cap or the tax.
Without Clay,
but that also includes Chris Paul, GP2, Kevon Looney.
And no Kuminga contract. Well,
Kuminga's wouldn't kick in until the year after next. All right. So this is just an extension period that is available now.
And that's where I'm telling you right now, what Joe Lacob's not going to do.
Oh, okay. All right.
I mean, if you think they're going to get a player in here for 30-plus million and pay Kuminga a year out, 30-plus million, I would be shocked if they did that without losing. They got to lose Wiggins or Draymond, I think, if they do that. I mean, that's the other thing. We've never seen Joe Lacob have to go about an offseason like this one. When they won 2 years ago, they were in the luxury tax in a big way. They just re-signed Wiggins and extended Poole. Then a year later, they said, you know what? Now we got to get some financial constraints in here. Let's go get Chris Paul, who's an expiring, essentially, for Jordan Poole, who's got $125 million.
Yeah.
So now you don't even make the playoffs, but you're expecting Joe Lacob to invest more money into the luxury tax. That's where he's not going to do that.
Man.
And his shareholders aren't going to allow him to do that.
Okay, there you go. And I'll say this. And I want to hear from everybody, Stani. I know today is what we call them, exit interviews or whatnot. But damn it, I want to hear from the owner himself. He's got to be seething.
He shouldn't be. Like, see, this is where
he said to Kawakami, if we flame out, okay. and he didn't see that happen. That was a flame out yesterday. The world's calling your team with the big three in their pedigree old, unathletic.
They didn't just get old last night.
And I got to share something.
And again, they were 20. Like, again, I don't know the answer. But before he said, if we flame out, then they went on a run, and they won 27-39. They just did. So again, that's to me the big conundrum with this team. Are they 27-12 like they were over the last 39? Or are they a 10th seed who just got exposed by a younger team? I don't know what the answer is, and I don't know which direction to go in, but I'm just here to tell you that there's no escape hatch. Yeah. I don't think there's an escape hatch.
And
for the
I appreciate
State
you
Warriors.
Telling everybody you don't have all the answers. Like there could be 10 possibilities, and you're on record as saying, "Goo, I don't."
I mean, I wanted to re-sign Draymond last year, but they did.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right, you know, and it's they're a better team with Draymond. You got to have Draymond. Yeah, you're right. You're better with Draymond. There's no doubt. You're still not a playoff team.
Well, what's bothering me is I came in this morning telling you and Evan, you know, sometimes you just get beat and you tip your cap. And we asked Mitch Richmond yesterday about not being able to guard the three-point line. Is that effort? And we asked a few people this week about that. And there's a TikTok video. Yeah, I'm citing TikTok videos, Stani, showing back-to-back defensive lapses by the Warrior players to where it almost borderlined on effort. And, that's what that looked like last night when Keegan Murray, you go in the game, who can't beat us? Fox, well, Keegan Murray, and then he's just getting wide open looks. But now when you see this video.
So is there an effort issue? Because then how can you bring it back?
After watching this video, I'm scratching my head as to that wasn't 100% effort last night from the Golden State Warriors, to me.
Well, that's a bigger problem than if it were. Like, if they had an effort issue, I don't think it was an effort issue last night. I think it was an age issue. And
well,
then
you asked
found
me
out
what the King shot from deep, and it was 42%. What was it? 46% from three. And they were just talking about the getting back on defense, going under or over the screen. Guys just getting wide open looks. And the Kings did that all night, and they made them. But I don't believe the Sacramento Kings are better than the Golden State Warriors. And that's what's really gotten.
What are you crazy? Seriously. Are you nuts?
What do you mean am I nuts?
I mean,
they were favored last night, Stiney,
right, and they lost
for
by
a reason.
They lost by 25.
That's the result. But going into that game, and right now I don't believe the Kings without Malik Monk are better than the Warriors.
They're not.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they both played an important game last night.
Yeah.
They both played a game that was equally important. It was an elimination game. The Kings were without their sixth man, and they beat the Warriors by 25. Like, I get it. Like, hey, you want to say I'm two-faced? Say I'm two-faced. But, like, okay, if you want to chalk that up to another one-off, we can chalk it up to a one-off. But they lost that game by 25 points. They didn't make a run. They didn't even make a run in the second half. They didn't pose any resistance. Now you're saying you might have seen some effort issues, and maybe there were. Okay. Well, then you're answering all the questions that you're asking. I do not think it was an effort issue last night.
I get you.
If it was an effort issue, it's because they're gassed. For the second straight year, their veterans are gassed.
But
they're
this was one game. This wasn't six against the Lakers.
How did they play Friday in their game that was extremely meaningful? Wow. How did they play this year against good teams?
They played bad.
All right, so bring them back. Bring them back. That's where I'm out.
It's pretty sobering, man.
Who's been waiting? Aaron in Indianapolis. What's up, Aaron? How you doing, man?
Hey, Sonny. Hey, Goo.
Hey.
Hey. I've got the key player who's going to solve all of our issues. When I say his name, just give me a second to explain. All right. Drum roll, please.
Here we go. Hold on, it's coming. We got Sonny.
Here we go. Bronny James is the man. And I'll tell you
Where's
why.
Where's the flush?
I'll tell you why. Give me one second.
Next question.
We don't draft him to use him on the court, but we use him hold him as ransom.
Thanks, Aaron. Now, appreciate the call. I mean, I'm not like everybody. There's the call that acknowledges we have no answers.
Cobb's Comedy down the street to the corner. Come on.
Let's go to Chucky's in Oakland.
Chuck.
What's up, Chucky? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm still laughing off of Bronny James, man. Come on, man. Hey, I'm calling, man, because first I want to say, you know, we say we don't want the players, we don't put the player over the team.
Yeah.
I just want to say, you asking Curry to put the team over his country, man. That's a one-lifetime thing, man, being able to play in the Olympics. So, you know, I don't have no problem with Curry trying to get that gold medal. But what I wanted to say is, man, I appreciate, you know, like Vontae and Shasky and you and Steiny, man, and Woodard and Dibbs, man. You guys been getting me through this whole hoop season, man. I started off with you guys when we had that little celebration at the Pizza Parlor in San Leandro. Had a real good time out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just love enjoying you guys' critique, man.
Thanks, man.
You know, you guys' wealth of knowledge, man, and you guys really be completing my days because I listen to all you guys, man, throughout my day, man, and I appreciate everything you guys do, man. And I wanted to say that got to be real fulfilling, man, when you guys go home, man, at the end of your days, man, and knowing that you touch a lot of individuals, man.
Wow, man.
Doing the work that you do. And, you know, I just want to end it with Clay, man. I do think that Clay played his last game with the Warriors, man. You know, it's time to move off of him. But when he went 0-10, I think he wrote his own ticket. That's why they didn't re-sign him at the end of the year. Him and Lakeup had that little silent deal where, you know, let's see what go on. And he wrote his own ticket when he went 0-10. Maybe that has something to do with him not being able to perform. So I appreciate you guys taking the call, man. Have a good day.
Hey,
appreciate it, man.
That's a lot of love. And, Steiny, if we were in a bar, I'd probably get in a fight trying to defend Clay. He would never know. But you're telling me last year's season was one of his worst shooting performances. It's just specifically for Clay. You lose, you come back this year, you're in a game 7, a winner, lose, you win, you keep continue, season on the line, and you're telling me, Steiny, you go 0-10? I don't wish that on anybody. 0-10. That's cold. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it's Wild Kingdom. Damn. The NBA's Wild Kingdom.
Wow.
Klay Thompson, 7-48.
What is that?
In the last 2 years in Warriors elimination games,
ooh,
he's 7-48.
Wow.
But.
No, but what? No, those are the numbers.
Right, but it's easy to say, well, those are three games, but those are three elimination games. And he shot 4-19. Against the Kings in Game 7 last year.
All right.
He shot 3-19 against the Lakers in Game 6 when the Warriors got beat.
Wow, man.
And last night he was 0-10.
Yeah, I hope to God that is not his last game in a Warrior uniform. It can't be.
Okay, well then bring him back.
No, I'm just saying it can't end like that.
That's how it ends.
Him.
That's how it ends.
And you know what, Goo, he might say, what if I would have made 12 and we still would have lost? We would be going home. I get that, but the 0-for part, man, I was rooting for him.
Okay, what if he goes 1-10? Who cares? Same thing.
You ever go 0-for anything in a game?
2-11.
I remember I went 1-14.
Yeah, it was 2-11 one night.
I got 14 shots.
And that's how it ended.
Is that?
Yeah, that was my last game. That's why people are, they don't get it. Like, this is how it ends.
You never told me that.
What do you think? They win three titles and ride off into the sunset?
I don't know why I'm laughing.
That's not how it ends.
Boy. Wow. That's like your last golf swing. You hit the rough.
Ryan's in Pleasant Hill. What's up, Ryan? How you doing, man?
Good. How are you guys doing? I just want to say a couple things. First off, if this was a normal season, I feel like all we would be talking about is how Draymond blew the season. We would be the 8th seed. Wow. We'd be in the playoffs. But now it's kind of getting swept underneath the rug. And then my other thing is, why was Kerr playing 10 guys last night? 10 guys over 10 minutes. We were the only team out of the 4 teams last night to do that. Shorten up the rotation in an elimination game. That's just common sense. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you ain't shortening up anything with those guys.
But Steiny, he's on to something.
So you wanted Clay to play more?
No, we didn't.
Most people are saying Clay should have played
Moody last night. We weren't going to see Moody.
We were absolutely going to see Moody once Gary Payton II was out.
I get that. But Looney got up there and...
Well, actually, I don't know if we were supposed to see Moody because if Wiggins played well, then Kuminga's the backup wing and they play well together. Like, I think Moody came in the game because the two guys in front of him weren't good enough.
And J.K. started the second half.
Yeah, they got down.
Yeah, no, they were down four.
Every time Kuminga played with Wiggins, they took a step back. Oh, Eric's in San Francisco. Wants to talk about Klay Thompson. What's up, Eric? How are you, man?
Hey, Sonny and Guru. So I just wanted to give my 2 cents as from a perspective of a Warriors season ticket holder since 2000. And that is, like you said, all dynasties come to an end. Just look at the Bulls. And, I really think if you look at the last five seasons, over the last five seasons, the Warriors are a total of 197 and 186. If you strip out the COVID season and you strip out the good, the 18-2 start and the 15-5 finish, they're just 149 and 129 over the last five seasons. They missed the playoffs 3 of the past 5 years. And this year, even with Draymond missing as much as he did, Draymond, Klay, and Steph missed a total of only 40 games over the course of this season. If you really think if you think they're going to get 74 games from Steph and 77 games from Klay next year, when they're older, and Steph hasn't played this many games since 18-19, I think you're just being unrealistic. And so, I love the big three. I love our guys, but I'm a fan of the team. And, realistically, we're capped out. There's no way to get under the cap without basically trading away everybody. If we stay in the luxury tax, especially if we go to the second apron, the draft picks start getting moved to the end of the first round or docked. We can't trade our pick this year, which also has an extension of if we were to get our pick this year, by going into the top four, we wouldn't be able to trade picks out further out because of the pick getting deferred the following year. So we don't have trade assets.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have cap space.
Come on, Eric.
We've had a mediocre performance over the past. we haven't had a good performance over the past 5 years. The team is getting older. It's okay to just say, it's a natural run of the course of the team, and that realistically we should strip it down and do I would just blow the whole thing up, but I know that will never happen. So
appreciate it. All right, Eric, thanks. We got to get some other people in here.
All we needed was funeral music.
I mean, the bottom line is too, if you want to look at it this way, is the Warriors last 2 years are in the worst spot. They're in the middle. They're a mid 40 win team. It's the place where Mark Cuban always said it's the worst place to be. You're not terrible so that you're going to get a great pick that could, in theory, change your franchise, but you're certainly not a contender. This is one I do want to get into a little from the 415 and the Xfinity Mobile text line. Why did Kerr go away from the better lineup of late and barely play Trayce Jackson-Davis, especially when the Warriors needed energy and athleticism? I think he decided that Trayce Jackson-Davis couldn't guard anybody in that game.
Mm.
They don't really play a center. Sabonis doesn't play inside, so he couldn't really hang around the rim and be the rim protector. I don't think he saw.
He threw a ball out of bounds. He thought TJD did, Snotty, and that was the end.
They put him on Barnes just because he's the least mobile of their five.
How's he feeling today?
Worst play of the game.
Pretty good.
Yeah, Harrison.
Worst play of the game was Draymond
trying to save that ball
and step on the line.
He went up with his left hand, though, Dre did. Hey, Snotty, that's when it was like, it's not your night.
I mean,
Steph dribbled it off his foot out of bounds.
Yeah, that happened.
That was, he's under duress, though.
The worst play of the game was Keon Ellis taking that ball from Wiggins, and Wiggins had no idea.
Yeah, he got it from Curry, too.
He did.
He picked Curry clean.
Fox also picked Curry.
I mean, Fox picked Curry.
That just is a cold.
No, there's a lot
rest
of.
Rest in peace, Mr. Steinmetz.
There's a lot of pickpockets.
Just because you can pick them, save it. But man, Pelicans beating Zach, even with no Zion.
Great.
I'm rooting for Zach.
Good.
Yay!
Yeah, I'm not.
You're playing, right?
No, I don't want the Pelicans to win.
Future home of the A's?
Yeah, because it didn't factor into my mind. But now that you mention it, yeah, I really want them to lose now.
You know what?
God. Tell me. Get it off. Let it lose, man.
I mean, I'm trying to put... This is why,
incredible, man.
Being a fan can suck.
No, this is bigger than the
me,
fans.
You know what would bother me most?
Yes.
Not bother me most. You know what would be one of the things I'd be like, geez. Draymond Green has 3 more years left in his contract.
But that's the reason for that, though.
I'm not.
Oh, the fan. I hear you saying from the fan. I thought you were talking about Joe Lacob and Mike.
Well, last night we heard from a lot of people, and maybe we do this the next hour. I know we got Kuminga coming up at 1:20, but I feel like a lot of people on postgame last night, the last 90 minutes of the 2 hours, were thinking about how great the last 10 years have been. Like,
reflecting.
You're pissed right now because of the unbelievable highs that you've experienced as a fan, right?
So, sure. Evan, are you telling me, because I'm fighting that. I'm not saying it's wrong. Then you're saying it's over.
It is over. Are you ready?
If you were going through 44 win years every single year, you'd be like, oh, well, this ain't bad. You just build on it.
Exactly.
But we haven't been.
Boy.
I'll let you celebrate the last 11 years. Yeah, all you got to do is say, it's officially over. They'll be fine next year. They're going to win 43 games next year. 888-957-9570 is the number. That segment was sponsored by In at the Tides.
Sports, man.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.